Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the Clips of the Week on TalkSport, and we bring them to you in partnership with GG Poker. They're putting the fun back into poker by offering exciting game formats and software features that aren't available elsewhere. Players must be 18 plus. Please see ggpoker.co.uk for details. BeGambleAware.org. Please play responsibly. But more on that later. For now, we crack on with the clips and we kick off, as we often have over the years, with Alan Brazil on Breakfast with a light-hearted news story.
Well, we all know that weddings cost a pretty penny, 18 grand on average, yeah, all right, in a scout hut. But not for one couple who get hitched TGI Fridays for just 1,500 quid.
1,500 quid? That's only six Brandy Alexanders in there.
What was it, a chef and a waitress or something? The lovers who first met at the fast food restaurant in Manchester exactly 10 years ago asked guests to pay for their own meals, which include a range of burgers for the main and a chocolate brownie for desserts.
Deserts, yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing the chocolate brownie desert in the next Planet Earth 4, aren't you? Fantastic. I do love a desert, as Alan often says.
Tremendous.
Anyway, on with the clips.
Yes, this is Jim White telling us where he took in a game last weekend.
Graeme Souness alongside Simon and myself this lunchtime. We're coming up to 20 past 12 this Monday lunchtime. I, Mr. Simon Jordan, for my sins. Well, I told you I was going on Saturday morning, did I not? When we had that lovely chat together. I popped down to the den. They all come down to the den.
Beautifully sung, wasn't it, really? It was a lovely, lovely job. It's the panto season.
I felt
season.
I was there.
Yeah, it is the panto season, of course. But by the way, if you really want to hear that sung with gusto, you've got to turn to Clips of the Week podcast. Stan Collymore really put his back into it, didn't he?
Not the Chelsea right back, of course.
No, that's right. No, that's very true.
With a lot of force.
Yeah. Anyway, talking of Stan, here he is chatting about Wolves.
Context, Wolves lost 2-1 at Arsenal, of course, at the weekend. Scored a cracking goal as well late on. Burnley exceptional in that 5-0 hammering of Sheffield United. Wanky Chan.
Not sure it's pronounced like that.
A little bit unfortunate.
I mean, I think if they had a sort of song, the Wolves fans for him, and they said it like that, they'd probably get kicked out of the ground, wouldn't they? Really?
Meanwhile, on Breakfast, Jamie O'Hara had a question for Mansfield manager Nigel Clough.
Nigel, I've got to ask you, because another question here, I've got your Mansfield players. You told them not to score.
Yes.
Well, he was pretty unorthodox, his dad Brian, wouldn't he? I wouldn't be at all surprised if he said, I want you to go out there, lads, and not score. Wouldn't be a massive shot, would it? Yeah. Definitely not.
Right.
It's me, isn't it? Mm. Here's Darren Bent now discussing Manchester City.
You're within touching distance of the top of the table, and then, right, it comes turn of the new year, De Bruyne is back.
Yeah.
Just to give them, because every single season, if you remember with City, they've got a player that, like Gundogan, was a prime example last season. When it comes to crunch time, he stepped up. FA Cup final goals, league goals. Even the season before, Villa, last game of the season, comes on, scores two. Mm. They've always got one player that steps up. They've not had De Bruyne in this first part of the season. Maybe he's the guy to come and go, right, here we go. Normal orders restored. Mm.
Yeah, normal orders are restored. We've all said it, haven't we?
Oh, we have.
Yeah, that's right. They often say that when, like, the telly breaks down. And they say, we do apologise for that. Normal orders have been restored, haven't they?
Perfect. Yeah.
Well, let's leave the clips for a moment because we've been joined by the former Chelsea and Republic of Ireland striker turned semi-professional poker player, Tony Cascarino. Now, Cas, we're here with GG Poker, the world's largest online poker site, of course, and we want to know a little bit about how you got into poker after your football career.
23 years ago, when I quit football in France, I had a year off and I always loved poker.
and I had the opportunity to play regularly, which I chose to do, and different variations of from Texas Hold'em to Omaha, which is a much more complicated game. It's just more cards, but the same rules apply. And fell in love with it, really. And I'm 23 years later. I play about three times a week. Obviously, weekends I can't because of working for TalkSport at the time. So, yeah, I love it.
It's in the way of the poker. What
can you do? That's yes. It. Yeah.
Did you play when you were a player? Did you play?
Oh,
on the coach, school? I take it.
Andy, I was at Chelsea with Kerry Dixon, Billy Jones, Dennis Wise. Dennis was the one. Don't get involved with Dennis. You end up ripping the cards, fighting and everything.
Did you go off to the casinos when you were in France? Did you get down to Monte Carlo now and again?
Yeah, I started going to casino in 1981. Mm. So this a long time ago. And Monte Carlo, that was on the EPT tour, was the European Poker Tour. Mm. Played there a couple times. That is magnificent. Yeah. What a venue. And famous people come in from all over the world to play it. Just extraordinary. You know, looking across and he says, that's Alberto Tomba, you know, the famous skier.
Yeah, yeah.
He knocked me out of that tournament. That's why I mentioned him. He got so lucky. And I'm having a go at him afterwards. And
it's all downhill from there.
There we are. Loads of snooker players, obviously footballers from different parts of the world. I went to Vegas to play the World Series, and one of my comedian heroes, Ray Barone in Everybody Loves Raymond, was on my table.
Oh, really?
He was on my table, and it was...
Did you love Raymond by the end of it? Or
he was great fun.
Yeah.
He was hilarious. Yeah. And then Robert, the big one, he was playing the tournament, but he was on another table.
Oh, his brother.
They come across and I'm like chatting to him, and he's I got this guy from England. He watches Everybody Loves Raymond. You know, it's just great.
You didn't end up being it.
You got him to buy Millwall, Tony. You should have had a word. When you've played in these tournaments, you come up against the really high rollers, the guys earning millions and millions of dollars a year. Do you notice that step up in level? When you play against guys, you think, wow, that is very good.
We talk about VAR in the game, okay?
Yeah.
And I'll give you an example. There's players that get to final tables and they've got teams working on all the other players at the table for everything they do. So they look at video footage of players playing previous, earlier on in the tournament. Playing
so they have tendencies.
To try and get... information from how this player plays hands. So it's got incredibly VAR-like within the poker world.
Wow.
And that's amazing to see because there's players now, I know one particular player who says he makes every decision, whether he's passing, whether he's betting, how he's going to play an hand, he's always going to take 15 seconds. Mm. So no one knows, but he will deliver. Even if he's going to pass, he'll take 15 seconds. Oh. So he doesn't want to give information.
Sounds quite annoying.
On a lower level, I'm sure you do your research. If you're going into a tournament, do you kind of work?
I should say Tone's on a lower level.
No, do you know? I mean, well, he's he said he plays with the high rollers, but if you're playing with people, you must sort of check out, the styles that they play. So if you've played against them before, you know what to expect.
Well, you have to recognise the player's strengths, and you have to ask yourself sometime the question, are they prepared to bluff you?
Yeah.
And the answer is most definitely yes. Now, one of the big mistakes and the big myth around poker, I hate when people say to me, they think the bluff is a really big play. Mm-hmm. The bluff is only important to good players.
Yeah.
Because you can bluff a good player because they respect you as a player. A bad player will call you. So don't bluff bad players because they will call you.
Yeah.
And when I told you the story there of Alberto Tomba, I played a big hand, but it was still a bluff. And he called me, and I was amazed that he called me.
Right.
Because you just can't, because you're going to lose a lot of, chips in competition or money in cash games. So it's a complex game. It's still deemed a game of chance, though.
Yeah.
So there is an element of luck. Of course there is in poker.
Online, Tony, as well. Obviously the great online revolution has changed the way it's played. I mean, do you play online at this kind of, it's a different dynamic, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. You're not staring people down at the table.
No, and online's great fun. And there's great tournaments online as well for the casual player to learn the game. So there's a lot out there. I find it trickier because, like you said, you don't really get the feel of being in a live game.
Yeah.
So it's tough. But you soon get into the level that sits for you. You always remember, it's like anything in life. Do what sits comfortably for you. If you want to have a bit of fun with $50 tournament in a weekend, that's like going out for a few beers, and you stay on and you're learning the game.
Yeah.
That's a great thing to do. Mm. And which, they get great numbers. So, you know, GT Poker would tell you that the numbers are great. And every now and again, you get a fantastic story.
So, Tony, we're going to play a hand then, aren't yep. we? And you're going to take us right back to basics. You're the dealer. I'm what's called the small blind. Yep. And is the big blind. What's the difference?
Well, different amounts. Like, let's say it's $1, $2.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're $1. Let's put your one out.
Yeah.
Two greys, Andy. Okay. Yeah. Now, I've got the choice, but I deal the cards first and sure. then make the decision. Because okay. you're the small blind, Andy's the big blind. So I'll just shuffle the cards yeah. and we'll do a nice cut, Andy.
Okay.
Okay? And then we'll play for there and I'll explain. This is really basic, yeah?
Yeah.
So it'd be me to act next because I act after the big blind.
And you deal two cards first?
Two cards each. So
okay, and we see what we've got.
Yeah, I'm going to make okay. it five. So I've raised to five. Now, your option is to call for four more dollars or you can pass.
Yes.
Or raise.
Well, I will...
You've got three options.
Okay, I will call.
Okay, we'll put five in.
Okay.
Andy, likewise.
Yeah.
Okay. Five, just five. Right, two comes
giving
back
you
out.
Money away. Oh,
so, yeah. Okay, so now I'm going to do the flop, which yeah. is cool. Yeah?
Yeah.
So we go three of diamonds, nine of hearts, four of hearts. Okay? So it's on you to act first.
Okay. Well, I will.
You can check.
Yeah.
Or bet.
I think I'll bet.
Go on
I'll
then.
I'll go 10. I'll go in with 10.
Okay.
It's okay.
So have I got to match that?
You can match it or raise, Andy. You have the option.
No, I'll match it.
Okay, well, for fun, yeah, I'll call it as well. Ace of spades
wow.
on the turn. So now we've got three, nine, four, ace.
The spirit of Lemmy enters the building. Yeah.
Okay, so it's on you again, Paul. What do you want to do? Do you want to check? Do you want to bet?
I might bet.
Go on, then.
I might have a bet. Let's go in. Can I go in with another 10?
Go on then, 10 I'll more.
Another 10 more.
Oh, yeah, I'll match that. Is that the 10?
Yeah. Black. Well, I'm going to do something. I am going to go all in, all
wow.
the chips. Okay?
Wow.
So you call, there's about 50-odd there. So it's whether you want to call the 50-odd. So you've got a choice now. You can yeah. pass
right.
or call.
I will call.
Go on then, put your chips in.
Andy? Me too, yeah.
Okay.
How many do you want in? You want,
so it's the last the card.
Lot. We're going, okay, right,
fair enough. Call us.
Yeah, just pull your chip.
We're going
matter.
All the way.
You don't have to count them. So, right, dead card. Now the river, which is a two, okay? Mm. So we've all got our chips in. I acted with the all in. I've got a seven. I got a pair of aces.
You've got a seven. Okay, this is what I have.
You've got a pair of threes. No good.
No good.
I've got a pair of aces as well.
He wins with ace king.
About that.
Andy wins with ace king.
They say money goes to money.
So yeah, we that's a great starting hand.
Yeah. Yeah. Even I knew that.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good.
So yeah, Andy won the hand.
That's fantastic. The amount of money I've given him over the years, I'm still doing it.
I'm just booking a flight to Vegas now yeah. as we speak.
This is the trouble with Andy. He'll get into it big time. He's had one win. He's got a taste for it.
It's a great fun game.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
and when you get, you learn the small details of the game and you work on it, it then becomes a far yeah. more understanding.
Oh yeah.
What you said earlier on was interesting. So if you're going online, don't overstretch yourself. Going at the very bottom, learn the game. You can learn the game without really...
We can learn for nothing.
You can learn for nothing. So yeah. you can learn, you can go into games without sort of putting any money on the line.
No, you can win free. They're called free rolls as yeah. well, where you have a chance to go in for nothing. There's a prize pool,
yeah.
But you're basically learning the game.
Sounds excellent. Like good
brilliant.
Advice.
Good stuff. Well, Cass, lovely to see you as always. And thanks
Cheers.
For joining us with GG Poker.
Well done, Andy. At least you're winning and Chelsea
yeah.
aren't.
That's right, Andy. I think there's a poker player in you.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think you've got the chops. You can do it.
I've got the chops, all right.
Yeah.
No, it's fun.
Anyway, time now to get back to the clips. And this is a caller talking Arsenal.
We're top of the league and we're playing not amazingly. And I think the people, all they do is say, oh, Arsenal can't do this the way they're playing. Well, we are doing it the way we're playing. And we haven't hit second gear yet, the first gear yet. We're in second gear.
Well, what gear are you in? Make your own mind up, mate. I don't know what gear you're in at all. You're basically driving an automatic, mate. What are you talking about? Jim White's back. Talking Palace.
Palace are not where they should be in the eyes of many Palace fans because they've only won 4 and 15 now and they sit 14th in the Premier League. So where are they? Where are they, Palace fans?
Well, 14th in the Premier
League. That's where I'd say.
That's probably what I'd go with currently, probably, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Here's Alan Brazil now talking darts.
Morning, Talksport Breakfast. Arnold Clark, click, collect your next car from a dealer you trust. Stay with us for the final hour of this morning's breakfast show. We'll join the studio with darts royalty. 5-time world champion, Raymond van der Belt. Barneveld, I should say, really.
Raymond van der Belt. Raymond the fan belt. He's got previous for that, Alan, don't he? Because Cristiano Ronaldo, he always calls Cristianaldo.
Saves time.
It does, yeah. He's trying to get sort of 5 hours of radio into a 4-hour show. I think that's what it is.
It's good.
And finally.
Yes.
Yes, it's the big man again, big Alan Brazil, with some TV chat.
The third contestant has been eliminated from I'm a Celebrity. It was revealed that First Date star Fred, what's it, Cyrex? Would be good. What's his name? Cyrex. Oh, no, I was close. Fred Cyrex would be going home.
Give me Fred's name again, Zamar. Just...
That's Fred Cyrex. I know it is.
Fred Cyrex.
Three or four different
episodes. He's made Fred Cyrex sounds like a character from Star Trek, doesn't it? I don't know where he gets it from.
And then he can't be Cyrex.
Then he says it wrong again. Good old Al. Fantastic. That was the Clips of the Week with GG Poker, putting the fun back into poker by offering exciting game formats and software features that aren't available elsewhere. Players must be 18 plus. Please see ggpoker.co.uk for details. BeGambleAware.org. Please play responsibly.